of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy. The Adventures of Red Rider.
The door is ajar.
Well, of course it's ajar. I just opened it.
The keys are in the ignition.
No kidding.
The time is 9:15 a.m.
So tell me something I don't know. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm late for my client meeting. Oh, he's going to be so mad.
You need a Pactel cellular car phone.
Well, of course I need it. Wait a minute. Who said that?
With a Pactel cellular car phone, you could call ahead and tell them you've been delayed.
Myrna? Myrna, is that you?
Then you could call and cancel your 11 o'clock meeting.
All right, Myrna, I know you're in here somewhere.
You can even rent a Pactel cellular car phone.
I can?
It's just $95 a month.
No long-term commitment?
As little as 3 months.
That's great. Hey, I'll call Pactel today.
Now straighten your tie.
Myrna.
For details on how you can rent a Pactel cellular car phone, call today. 1-800-ACCESS-2. That's 1-800-ACCESS-2. Certainly quiet these days on the rich, rolling, painted valley spread now that Roland Rawlinson has been called back to Providence because of his brother's serious illness. And as we look in at Painted Valley tonight, Red and Little Beaver are standing, elbows on the top rail of the corral, looking dismally out at the burnished gold of the setting sun.
I'll give you a nickel, Little Beaver, if you'll tell me what you're thinking about.
Much better you say than nickel. I think I'm about the same thing you think him. Thank you, lonesome for Rawhide.
Isn't that the truth, son? I never realized how much a part of this ranch that funny little fat butterball had become. Gosh, I hope nothing serious happens to his brother.
Me too. You know, ever since Roland leave him here, no more fun, no more trouble, no more excitement.
Yep, nothing but chores. And to tell the truth, I'm getting kind of itchy to roll again, son.
No place we can go him either. Rivers and lakes all frozen over. So can't go him fishing. Snow up in mountains, so they won't catch him bears or shoot him wild geese. How you saying, Red Rider? Oh, yes. He boring.
Say, I've got an idea, Little Beaver. Remember what Bill McAuliffe told us in town this morning about the government throwing open that Indian land for settlement end of this week?
Oh, you mean like when they open up Oklahoma Territory?
Yeah, that's right. Those things are always pretty exciting.
You mean maybe we go down there and watch them?
Why not? If Roland were here, he might even stake out a section for himself. Well, son, how about it? Do we pack up and ride?
You betcha. Throw on blanket rolls on horses, and then you can hear me yell, "Get him up, Papoose! Get along! Get!"
Steady there, Thunder. Watch those gopher holes. Well, Little Beaver, how do you like this new territory? It's as big as all outdoors, isn't it?
Plenty big and plenty pretty. Red Rider.
Yes, son, what is it?
See him down there in Broad Valley? What all them people and wagons and horses? Look them like circus day.
Why, that's the starting line, son. This being a democratic country, the government insists that everybody have an equal chance to get the choicest lands. Well, they make them all line up, then they blow the bugle and shoot off guns as a signal to start.
Look him, Red Rider. Can see him soldier with bugle starting out of 10.
Hey, we may be a little later than we thought. Come on, prod that pony. We don't want to find out we've ridden 200 miles and arrived too late for the party.
Go fetch him. Get him up there, Papoose. Stretch him out them legs. Here.
All right, boy. It's only another few hundred yards. Let's have a flying finish. Come on, Thunder.
Thank you.
Excited?
Oh, Leo. This is a sight I'll never forget as long as I live. See, thousands of people stretching out as far as I can see. Oh, look over there. That funny little old woman with those two tiny children and that... what would you call that thing they're riding in?
Blamed if I know, Molly. Looks like something she's patched together out of the original one-horse shay and a couple of doll buggies. Well, no matter how you look at it, this is a first-hand view of the greatest country in the world in the making. You still sorry we left Cleveland?
Oh, I have my moments. I guess I'm just a farm girl at heart. 360 beautiful acres that we can work with our own hands.
Oh, Molly, are you going to start that all over again? There's plenty of time for ranching when I've got the newspaper on a paying basis.
Oh, Leo, I thought we had that all out before. If you're so in love with Printer's Ink, we could just as well have stayed in Cleveland. And what's more, I think...
Everybody on the starting line. On the starting line, everybody.
You'll
be
all the starting line. Oh, look at them all starting up to the line. And they're crowding, too. It's a good thing my family came from New England with all their copybook napkins. Certainly an early bird gets the worm, it stood us in good stead.
Oh, I'll say so. We're right on the line and ready to go. Say, look at that, will you? That big burly-looking hombre in the frock coat. There's two other men trying to push their way up to the front of the line through all the other people.
Oh!
Hey, easy. What are you landing all around? Come on, Paul, right through here.
Now, wait a minute.
Leo! See what he's doing? He's trying to crowd in.
All right, brother, just let us through.
Now, wait just a minute, friend. Where do you think you're going?
I don't like the sound of your voice, mister.
Well, that's too bad. But if you think you're going to crowd in ahead of us after we've been waiting up here for more than 14 hours, you've got another guest coming.
Leo, be careful. You look mean and ornery.
What was that you said, ma'am?
I said you look mean and ornery. And it wouldn't surprise me any if you were that. And a lot more.
Are you going to get to the back of the line, or am I going to have to...
Are you going to have to what, my friend? You mean that?
What?
Well, if you're foolish enough to want to draw your gun, go ahead. They say experience is the best teacher.
Are you going to turn those horses and get back? I'm giving you exactly three. One, two...
Maybe that'll teach you a lesson.
Leo, don't!
Let go of me, Molly. I'll take care of that side wonder quick. Now, I'm going to yank you clean off that horse, and I'm going to knock you back where you belong.
I'll blast you!
That's it, Leo. You gave him exactly what... Leo,
look out. He's got a gun.
Hey, who did that?
Who slammed him shot at me? I did, mister. I did with my little bow and arrow. All right, hold it, little beaver.
Who, Thunder? Who?
Redhead, I guess I owe you a vote of thanks.
Oh, forget it. I'm just glad that I was near enough to do some good. All right, you. Get up there and clean out of here.
Yes. Get back where you belong. In the back of the line.
All right. But remember this. This territory is so large that I won't be running into all of you again. Hey, steady, boy. All right, Paul, let's go.
Okay, boss.
Well, that's that. Now I think I'll just be getting at the end of the line myself.
Oh, you going into the territory?
Oh, yes, I was planning on it.
Well, you stay right here. You can get ahead of us. That's the least we can do.
But then not said to other people...
Well, no one's going to object after what you and your partner did for us. Besides, there comes the bugler now up to the front of the line. Mister, you better swing back up on your horse and get ready, because here we go.
Thunder, keep rolling. How you doing, little beaver?
Ah, doing fine. And catch some funny excitement.
Not quite as exciting now that the crowd is thinning.
Hey, Rider, up there and rough bushwhackers.
There's nothing I hate worse than a dry gusher. I'll fix them. Well, if nothing else, I knocked the head off of one of them and another...
Hey, Rider. Oh, Pepples, poor boy. Hey, Rider, folks shoot him, you.
It's all right, son. Just help me get something to bind it up with, and we'll be on our way.
Oh, no, Red Rider. We gotta turn him back and go him home.
Turn back now with those bushwhackers still loose here in the territory? I'll say I'm not going home. I'm going to stay here until I find them and blast every one of them clean back across the border or into the federal penitentiary. I'm fine, son, just as long as I don't overdo it. Hey, look up there ahead. You Isn't that the Manning's wagon, the folks who let us get ahead of them in the line?
Looking like them.
Well, come on, let's catch up with them. All right, up there, Thunder, run. Come on, Thunder. I'm all right, but what are you doing still on the road? I thought you were going to stake out a claim.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But my adorable husband just used that to trick me into coming out here.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Manning?
Well, Molly means that I'm going into this little town they're opening, Sagebrush, and start a newspaper.
Well, a newspaper can be a very influential voice in guiding the destinies of a raw country like this.
But he could have stayed in the newspaper business back in Cleveland. We didn't have to come all the way out here for that.
No, Molly. You see, Ryder, I had just about made up my mind to start ranching. When I saw people like that man who tried to gun me down coming in here, well, I felt that a newspaper could do a lot more good than one lone man raising cattle or wheat.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Manning. Not that I want to get into the middle of a family argument, but, well, how about us all riding into Sagebrush together? It may take a bit of doing, but I think you can prove to the people of this territory that decency and the pen are mightier than gunplay and the sword.
Mister, you just made yourself a bargain.
Get up there, boys!
That jiggling, Thunder. Now run nice and smooth. Come on, Thunder.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment.
With a bilingual education, children learn quickly in their native language, then transfer that knowledge to English and develop skills to lead productive lives.
The capital of California is Sacramento.
All right, four cents. Two cents.
This is Carmen Zapata asking that you support the California Association for Bilingual Education. For information, call 714-497-6919. That's 714-497-6919.
You're listening to the news station, KNX Los Angeles. This time, Red finds himself embroiled in what is really an historic adventure, sallying forth into the wide open town of Sagebrush in the middle of the Roaring Territory. As the second act curtain comes up, we find Red and Little Beaver riding close to the heavy wagon, which belongs to Leo and Molly Manning, as it rolls onto the rutted road, which is the main street of the busy frontier town.
Certainly is, Little Beaver. And if that red-haired partner of yours hadn't chimed in and given my husband a lot of Dutch courage, I'd get out of here faster than it takes to tell about it.
Oh, Molly, what do you want to do? Stay in a rut all your life?
Oh, from the looks of this town, the kind of rut you're going to find is 6 feet long and about 3 feet wide.
Well, that'd be a lesson to you, Red. If you're ever sucker enough to want to get married, don't marry a woman.
Don't marry a woman? Well, if no marries squaw, who do you think a Red Rider should marry?
Oh, and let that be a lesson to you, Leo. If you're ever looking for a sense of humor, don't take a little Indian. All right, come on, Little Beaver. Off that paint horse and help Mr. and Mrs. Manning get unpacked. From the look of this town, we'd better get a newspaper out while there are still enough people left alive to read it.
Read that back to me again, would you, darling?
Oh, did you ever hear of a person like that, Red? He's more in love with his own words than he is with his wife.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure of that, Molly. I've heard Leo talking in his sleep, and when he isn't crying about the lawlessness and Sagebrush, he just keeps mumbling Molly over and over again.
That's what I call a real friend. Although Polly and Dolly, you know, could sound like Molly mumbled in a man's sleep.
Oh, if you're trying to make me jealous, Leo Manning, you're barking up the wrong tree. I know you. The only rival I have here is a Sagebrush sentinel.
Well, in that case, how about going back into the press room and starting to set it up?
All right, you slave driver. You two big he-men just sit there and tell each other how wonderful you are, while a woman does all your work.
Me hoping you don't think me fresh, Mr. Manning, but you got him plenty skookum wives.
And that goes double for me, Leo. Say, how do you think Jingo Jasper is going to like your front page editorial tomorrow morning about the vice and crime he's encouraging in that cafe of his?
Uh-oh. Locum, Talk about the devil. Here come Jesper now, and him heading right for here.
Why, that crook.
Easy, Leo. Don't go flying off the handle. I've kind of been expecting Jesper to show up, and, well, suppose you go on in back with Molly and let me handle him.
Not on your tintype. I still owe him a thing or two.
Well, this may be your chance to pay off your just obligations. All right, watch it. He's coming in now.
Morning, men. Certainly a likely-looking day, isn't it?
What do you want, Jingo?
Well, the way you say that, a man would think you weren't glad to see me.
You must be a mind reader, Jesper.
Oh, that's very funny, Ryder. Now, I've always admired a man who is good at repartee. Now, boys, I'll tell you what I dropped in for.
I know what you dropped in for, Jasper. And I'm warning you. You try to threaten me...
Now, why should I threaten you, Manny? It wouldn't do for two of the leading citizens of Sagebrush to quarrel.
You know, if I were you, Leo, I'd consider that an insult.
Ryder, you're funnier than an end man in a minstrel show. But seriously, I came in to congratulate you in getting out a fine fighting paper.
Something plenty funny going on here. No budget.
No, not at all funny. But I've had my eyes open this last week. Never realized what an enormous influence a newspaper wielded.
Why don't you stop beating around the bush and come to the point?
All right, I will. Manny, since finding out how important a newspaper is, I've decided to, I'm going to make you an offer.
Yes? What's that?
Well, I'm going to make you an offer to buy you out. Good liberal offer. One I don't think you'll refuse.
And if I do refuse, what then?
What then? Well, I can't make you sell out.
You're darn tootin' right you can't.
But on the other hand, I don't think you're going to refuse. I think you're smart, Manny. And I also think $10,000 is a lot of money.
It all depends on whose money it is, Jingo. And as far as I'm concerned, your money has a bad odor about it.
That's just the way I feel, Jasper. I wouldn't sell out to you for $30,000.
I've always heard that literary men had bad business heads, but never believed it. Well, gentlemen, I guess there's no use wasting any more time. So I'll just be bidding you a very pleasant good morning.
Well, tan my hide and call me buckskin? How do you like that? Here I was, sitting with my right fist cocked, all ready to let it go.
It throws me, Red. Instead of starting trouble, he came in here like just as if he'd come from church with a perfect little gentleman.
Yeah, plenty funny, all right. I never see him pull cat yet who purr like kitten and not get him tail up.
Yeah, there's no question about that, little beaver. I'm afraid Jingo's display of love and light is only the preface to a lot of trouble and gun smoke.
Doggone it, Red. I'm not going to listen. Half the ranches in the valley raided last night. I'm going out and have a showdown with that cutthroat, Jasper.
No, Leo, you're not. In the first place, you've no proof that Jingo had anything to do with the raid.
Red's right, Leo.
Don't be hanged. I'm going down and have it out with him. Confound you, Red, let go of me.
Leo, will you stop flying off the handle? Going down to his cafe is just like committing suicide.
Red, are you going to let go of me?
No, I'm not.
Well, then I'll show you.
Why, you locoed loon. But if that, you're lucky you chose me and not Jasper. At least this will only hurt temporarily.
Leo! Red, who do you think you are hitting Leo like that?
Well, for gosh sakes, Molly, I didn't start it. And besides, you just said that you agreed with me about...
Never mind what I said. Just pay attention to what I'm saying now. Take your hat and get out of here. Now go on. I'm in dead earnest.
Pack him up and go on back to Painted Valley, Red Rider.
What? Leave here on the outs with Leo Manning and with Jingo Jasper still riding high and mighty? Nope, nothing doing, son.
But what can you do about it now, Red Rider?
Well, that's what I'm sitting here thinking about, trying to find some way of getting the goods on Jasper and proving to Leo and Molly that I was right.
You got him as much chance as Snowball on barbecue pit.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm going to show you that you're wrong. Just as long as I have a key to the back door of that newspaper office, we still have a chance. A slim chance, but worth taking.
Well, Jingo, find out what that news
newspaper printed, we get a bigger crowd in here tonight than we've ever had.
Yeah, we certainly have, Bo. Hey, here comes that redhead's Indian kid. Wonder what he wants.
Anybody know of a man called Bo?
Well, I'm Bo, sonny. What is it?
Well, me got a message for you. Mr. Manning want him to see you in newspaper office.
Manning wants to see me?
Hey, I got an idea that he's up to something, Bo. Probably figuring they'll pull a double cross on me. Go on down and find out what it's all about. If he starts an argument, I don't think anybody would feel too bad if that loudmouth editor was shot. In self-defense.
I got you, boss. Come on, kid. I'll go along with you.
All right, boys. Next round is on the house.
I've got something here that might interest you.
Yeah, Ryder, what is it?
A copy of tomorrow morning Sentinel, just off the press. Here.
Why, that good for nothing?
It does look pretty bad in print, doesn't it? Confederate's confession implicates cafe owner and raids and holdups. Looks like you're all washed up, Jingo.
I don't believe it. You're lying. They're trying to run a shandy on me.
Oh, am I? Then why not walk down to the Sentinel office and face Bull? Not afraid, are you?
No. Why should I be afraid? So I'll go with you.
Now you're talking.
And let me tell you something, Ryder. I'm going to have you and that crummy newspaper editor in court. We still got libel laws in this country, and by Hickory, I'm going... Yeah, I knew it. You sneaking double dealer. Hey, Bull. Bull, come over here. That's for you, Ryder. Stay right where you are.
Hey, boss, that Indian kid must have been crazy. I waited down at that office over an hour.
Did you tell Manning I engineered those raids?
Well, do you think I'm loco? Why should I give you away like that?
Oh, yes, Jingo. Why should he give you away?
Why, what are you talking about?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all, except that what your hoodlum just said in front of 30 people is a complete confession of your complicity in the crimes. Hey, Marshal.
Marshal? Why, you no good crook.
Come on here, Marshal. I wish you could get your right arm loose and use that gun.
I'll get it loose, and when I do,
Jingo, that was too close for comfort. But I'll see if I can't make my aim a little better. All right, Bull.
Stand right where you are.
Why, you shine-whining liar.
Now, Bull, if you don't want a dose of what your boss just got, take it easy. You and I are going into a very personal little conference.
I don't know nothing about it, Ryder.
All right, Bull. You don't know anything about it. You'll plead not guilty. And as a result, when the judge starts handing out the sentences, you'll get 50 years right along with Jingo.
What do you mean?
I mean that if you turn to evidence for the federal prosecutor, he'll ask the court for leniency. You might even get off with not more than 6 months. Now, shall I get out the pen and start taking down your confession?
Well, all right. I did that Lobo's dirty work long enough. But if they give him 50 years, it's a laugh. By the time I get through talking, they'll be hanging Jasper for a dozen murders.
But Red, even printing up the paper as you did with the fraudulent headlines, they still might both have denied it.
Yes, I know it now. If I hadn't been able to make them think I had a marshal outside and got Bull alone and sweated him down, we'd all be in jail for slander and libel, or probably out taking our permanent sleep in Boot Hill.
With brains and luck like that, Red, you ought to be a newspaper man.
Oh, no. It's too hard to spell the words right. What's better we go on back to Painted Valley, huh, Red Ryder?
You're absolutely right, son. So long, you two. And if I were you, Molly, I'd stay awake some night and find out what those things are that Leo mumbles in his sleep. All right, get started, little beaver.
You betcha. Get along, Papoose. Yeah.
Start running, boy. Head for home. Come on, Thunder.
Federated here announcing Federated's gigantic after-Christmas clearance sale. Thank you so much. We bashed, battered, crashed, and smashed prices on home entertainment. No. We did. Watch this. There goes one now. You know, we've given the people freedom of choice in the finest audio, video, TV, and tape. And now, with throwing the doors open wide and auditorium-sized superstores with an after-Christmas clearance the likes of which has never been seen by modern man. No, I mean that. Not since the woolly mammoth tundra sale of the Ice Age has so much been cut to the bone. An event equal in size to the ancient Aquarian anti-gravity orb giveaway and the Loch Ness... Here goes another one. And the Loch Ness serpent ride. We're talking big. It's kind of like Halley's Comet, you know. This is something that comes around once in a lifetime. That's just how big it is. How big? Well, I'll start the savings with a TX Dolby cassette deck. Features Dolby B and C, and it's metal capable. Yours for just $99.42. You heard right. Just $99.42. No, I mean that. $99.42. Now it's Federated, the big after Christmas clearance sale right now. Get there before you don't for the time of your life.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.